Hi, Lakewood Vineyard. Welcome back to our podcast. This is our next episode in our Teach Us to Pray series. And today I'm here with Tom Wadsworth, who has been a part of our church since before the beginning. Tom, do you want to just introduce yourself here a moment?
Sure. Hey guys. It's a privilege to be with you. I like Wendy said, I've been part of the church from the very beginning, and it's just exciting to be a part of what God's doing and what he's dreaming about for the future, and specifically this series itself about the connection, the possibility, and the blessing of what God wants to teach us about praying and connecting with him and responding and partnering with him. So I'm pretty excited about today's talk.
That's awesome. And so today we are talking about listening to God in prayer. We've been going through different types of prayer, both in our Sunday morning series and in our community groups. And so today, Tom, I'd love for you to share some of your own prayer story and journey with God of learning to pray as we enter into this conversation on listening to God.
I'd love to do that. I was raised Roman Catholic. And so I grew up going to church, and the parish that I was a part of had a charismatic component to it. So I remember sitting in mass and seeing people that like raised their hands and hugged, and we had like guitar mass. So in the Catholic Church, I'm not like angry, like spiteful ex-Catholic. I just had a really great experience in the Catholic Church. I didn't meet Jesus in the Catholic Church in that context, but it was like a place that God birthed hunger for me. Mm. When I came to Cleveland, I was not a Christian, and I met a young guy named Brent Paulson that was starting a church, and he started to share Jesus with me. And before long, I was a Christian, in those early days of learning how to connect with God, it was, in some senses, I feel like I understood it the best. Mm. Really, because I lived in this little apartment in Euclid, Ohio, on East 222nd Street. And every night I'd come home from work, and somewhere in the evening I would lay on the ground on my floor. I don't know why I did that. I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Sure.
But I would lay face down on the ground, and I would pray the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that I knew. Mm-hmm. And I would pray that, and then I would ask God to show me what to do, to tell me what to do. And I had this little black memo book. And after I got done praying, I would just talk conversationally to God. And I would ask him questions and listen to him. And as I felt like he was speaking to me, I would write down the things that I was supposed to do. Mm. And I'd have a list of things. Now, sometimes the list would be like, call your brother, or, you know, help my neighbor, or, you know, just like simple things. Like there was people in my apartment complex. So I would make a list of what I felt like God was inviting me to do. And then I would be, as best as I could, I would try to do those things. Mm. And for me, it just made sense that I could hear from God. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like really, I think part of it is being Catholic, as Jesus said, this big picture of a big God, you know, and that he's powerful. And then getting saved in the vineyard, it was just like God speaks. And I just assumed that it would be a natural thing to do. So that's kind of my journey in prayer.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. That's awesome. I'd love to hear more. You mentioned like very early in your journey, just sensing God speaking to you, writing it down. What are some of those ways like that you noticed, or that we can notice, that God speaks as? How do we learn to recognize that it's him?
Yeah. And that is it's not like it's super hard, but it's unique for each person. Mm-hmm. And so when I was on staff at a vineyard church in Parma, mm-hmm. and it's Vineyard Cleveland, and the lead pastor, his name was Rick Evans. He was a church plant from Columbus. And Rick used to say that you know it in your knower. Mm. And he used to talk about this. It's like, we don't know what organ the knower is.
Right.
But each person has a knower, and you'll know it in your knower that God is leading you, or God is directing you, or speaking to you. And learning to discover where that is in us and how to cultivate it, I guess, is the key. But I love that. I still remember that. Know it in your knower. We don't know where the knower is. It's your stomach, it's your heart, your brain. Do you know what I mean?
Right. It may be a little different for everybody, but
very much so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So as we sense God, or we just know that it's Him, like, how can we grow in that, in knowing that it's His voice, responding? Like, what has it been like for you on the journey of responding to what God brings to you?
Yeah, so much of hearing is subjective. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it was, one of the things that was really important for me is just trying to find out like some scripture that could help me understand how to do that. And so probably the main scripture would be in John 10, where it's the passage where Jesus talks about He's the shepherd and you're the sheep. He's the good shepherd. And it's been so helpful for me, because I can tend to think that, like, you know, you're at a meeting or there's someone that has a prophetic gifting, you think, well, that person is just uniquely different. They're special, that they could hear from God. And the rest of us ordinary people,
right,
we don't really do that. But in this, I love in John 10, because Jesus is like, hey, like, everyone, all my sheep hear my voice. Mm-hmm. They listen to my voice and I lead them. And to me, that was super important, honestly, just thinking that this is something for Wendy and for Tom, and not just the big guys,
right,
in the front. So,
that's awesome. So as you've connected with Him, like, through that scripture and knowing that you can know His voice, like, how does God speak to you through scripture, or how have you stepped out in that? Is there any, what has that journey looked like for you?
Yeah. I think what it's helped me do is to actually just believe that God wants to lead me and speak to me and have conversation, believe that that's true for me, and that it's, just like any other relationship, mm-hmm. it develops and it changes, and there's mm-hmm. different ways that people communicate to each other.
Right, right.
And God is that way for me. And so it's interesting, in that passage, it says that my sheep, they listen to my voice, they mm-hmm. hear my voice. And it says that he brings them out and they calls them by name, and they come out of, like, the sheep pen. And it says that they follow Him because they know His voice. And as I've kind of studied that passage, that the word for knowing, there's two main Greek words for knowing, but that mm-hmm. one particular is really about perception mm-hmm. through our senses. It's like, I can through my senses perceive that God's speaking to me, and it may be different from every other person.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, like, some people are thinkers mm-hmm. and they just think thoughts all the time. There's like this like constant flow of thought that's always happening, kind of a running.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. some people are like that. I bet you're like that. Are you like that?
I'm more of a feeler, probably.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah.
I think of you as a thinker.
I use a lot of words.
See, we don't know, right? We can judge, right? Yeah. So then I could say, well, then, Wendy, you need to think, you know, whatever. But each person, you know, some people are like visual people. They're like, they have this great imagination. Mm-hmm. And the word for know, that my sheep know my voice, it's the same word that comes from to see.
Mm.
It's like seeing something and perceiving something through our senses. And so some people are thinkers, some people are feelers. They can just feel things. Like, mm-hmm. I know this is right. I know this is wrong, or I know this person is in trouble, or
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They're, yeah.
And so I think that there's just a diverse, the knower thing that Rick Evans was talking about mm-hmm. is in each person. And it's our kind of our challenge and joy to discover how that knower is connected in each person and how we can cultivate that and learn from it. And there,
Yeah, that's awesome. So in that verse where it says, like, my sheep know my voice, like, what has your journey been like? Or for us that are trying to learn to recognize what God's voice sounds like, what is some, like, what's a good starting point to, like, learn to recognize from all the other senses or things and thoughts in our minds? Like, how can we learn to recognize what God's voice sounds like?
Yeah, and I'm still trying to figure that out. I do. Sometimes I do better. But I think the key thing that's helped me is that when I spend time, like, listening to God, like, I just get with him and I listen. And I am, and like, I'm not a visual person, but like I think thoughts, all things are always thinking, going through my brain. And I would describe them as seeing things, but it's like really thoughts.
Yeah.
And if I pay attention to, like, what I'm thinking about, there'll be things that are just random.
Mm.
You know, just this morning, I was sitting with my coffee, and this person that I know, the Lord just put him on my heart. And mm-hmm. And what I've learned to do is, like, well, I don't really think about this person very often,
right.
But I'm, like, thinking about him. And I prayed for him, and then I texted him. And so for me, the thing that's been really kind of catalytic mm-hmm. is I pay attention to, like, what I'm thinking about. And if something is seemingly random, that mm-hmm. I, like, why am I thinking about that?
Like, it's not your own thought. You right. are already thinking about it. Yeah.
Yep. Or something that's really good.
Mm.
It's like smarter than me. It's like, like, then I pay attention to that. Sometimes, like, I'll think thoughts that aren't even my language.
Mm.
I mean, not that's not English, but like, I've been in situations where I was like, well, this is a real story. I was actually in. I work for a missions organization. I was in Tanzania, right? I was in Tanzania when COVID broke out, and okay. President Trump goes on television and says, we're shutting the borders down in 2 days and for travel. And so, you know, there's going to be no international travel coming to the United States. So it's the middle of the night in Tanzania. My brother calls me. He says, you need to get home now.
Mm.
Like, right now, you need to get home because you may not be able to get home. Like, right. Oh my gosh. So I got up and I called my wife, and we're trying to get flights for me to fly home early. I get on a plane and I'm flying to another city, and I forgot to pray. Like, mm. I'm reacting, completely reacting out of, like, the circumstance. The
situation, yeah.
Makes perfect sense, right?
For sure.
And I'm on the plane and I said, oh Lord, I forgot to talk to you. I forgot to ask you. You know what I mean? It's embarrassing a little bit, right? But I asked him and I said, God, what are you saying? And I didn't hear this voice, but I thought it, I like in my mind, I imagined God saying to me, stay the course.
Hmm.
And that's language I don't really use.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought, okay. And so I prayed, and I felt like he said, I didn't tell you to leave. It makes sense you leave, but I didn't tell you, I've got things for you to do.
Mm.
And so, like, that language, there's times when God spoke to me, he said, like, I'm circling the wagons. I'm like, I don't even know what that means, right? It's yeah. like, it's like this language from it, and I have to figure out what it means. So either it's something that's random for me, or something that's too smart for me, or something that it's not even my idioms that I would understand.
Yeah.
Do you know?
So it sticks out in a different way.
It sticks out.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything, now that would apply for someone's a feeler.
Right.
The same thing. If someone is really empathetic And all of a sudden they're sitting and they just look across the table. The person looks perfectly fine. They're like, mm-hmm. that person isn't, my heart's breaking for them.
Yeah.
Even though it looks good, like paying attention to those things that are seemingly out of place or random, or mm-hmm. maybe it's someone that you hate and you think, oh, I'm like having really compassion for this person. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's like better than you.
Jesus. Yeah.
Better, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that just kind of paying attention to something that stands out and not ignoring it. It's just so easy just to ignore it and move on.
Right.
Like, that was stupid. That was random. But like when we stop and we think, God, is that you? And what do you want me to do? If that's you, I don't even know if it's you. If that's you, what do you want me to do? And when I was on that plane, I felt like the Lord said, I didn't tell you to go. I want you to stay. And I went to the next city and I stayed there for like 4 or 5 days and significant things happened that I would have like, you know what I mean? It wasn't just like for the people that I was serving. Like, it was for them. Like, I wasn't supposed to leave for them.
Yeah.
It turned out that I could have gotten back no matter what. American citizens were always, but like it, and as I obeyed, you know, I really realized, okay, now that was God. And then at the end of the trip, I thought the best things that I saw Jesus do was in that part that I didn't bail on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you, God, that you intervened in my plans that made sense to me. And as I've done that over the years, it brings a little bit of confidence, not in myself, but in God's ability to get through to me.
Yeah. Like, the more that you respond to those words, those nudges, those senses, the more you're able to trust and know that it's Him.
The scary part is that there's times in my life when I've really pulled back from the Lord, whether I was, you know, struggling in sin or backslid, you know, you know, I've walked with the Lord for 30 plus years, but there were some dark seasons in that time.
Sure.
You know,
Where
I wasn't the God pulled back from me, but I pulled back from Him. And honestly, His voice, His leading was like I didn't even believe that He would talk to me. And I didn't hear very much because I wasn't responding. So I think that willingness to risk and to try, is that you? And what do you want me to do? How can I say yes to what you're showing me in practical ways, do that, and then look back at that process, think, oh, that was totally me. There was really nothing happening. Or that was you, God. Mm-hmm. And I never would have known that apart from you. And that's kind of the empirical way, almost like a scientific method way.
Yeah.
If you think about it, right?
Right, right.
But you have hypotheses, you test it, and at the end of it, you make a determination of what do I do next? So that, to me, maybe it's because I'm an engineer that helps, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But it really, really helps. And
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one last thing coming to my mind I'd love to talk about is scripture and how do you hear from God through scripture? How has God taught you His voice through scripture? And is there any, like, what can we learn from how you do? What are some ideas you have for how we can learn His voice through His word?
And there's no right way. Again, like, even in the same way that there's freedom to learn how to be led by God's, you know, subjective voice, because it's different and how we learn to hear God's voice from the objective word of God, like, everyone will have different ways that they, I mean, you obviously need to spend time in the Bible,
sure.
You know, but like, you know, but I think that's the key thing, is that all the people that I really, really respect, they do a couple things that are mature, that they spend lots of time with Jesus, and they spend lots of time in His word, and they try to live out what that is. And and so for me, how that looks, it's been a journey, because I had the 1 year Bible for a while and I did that.
Yep.
And that was great. I've done different things, like reading plans and all that kind of stuff. But where I'm at right now, I've been camped like here for a while. But what I do is, like, I ask God, what is it that what book do you want me to read in the Bible? And I'll just trust that it's not that it's important, and mm-hmm. I'll have a sense, like, lead me. And so I'll, like, right now I'm reading 1 Corinthians. Yeah. I feel like God said, I want you to read 1 Corinthians. So I'm like going through that, and I'll read it, and sometimes I'll read it again. And in the process of that, there's verses and sections that will really speak to me. Mm-hmm. Like I know this is important for now.
Yeah.
And I know that it's God's word because it's God's word.
Right? Right, right. You can count on that. Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, how do I apply that?
Yeah.
What are you saying to me in this? And that part of it has been really, really important. And God's word has come alive for me.
Yeah.
It's not just intellectual. It's actually, I'm living off of it. And then when I finish whatever book I'm finishing, like, I'm, you know, when I get through 1 Corinthians, the next book I always read is one of the four Gospels. Mm. So I spend twice as much time in the Gospels as the rest of them.
Yeah.
And then I go through the whole Bible. Like, I make sure that I read every book. You know, I usually save Leviticus till the very end. I do get there. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
It's like, but I try to, like, I make sure, and it maybe takes me, it might take me a couple years to read through the Bible again, mm-hmm. but I get it. And what I love about that is, like, some of the parts that I thought I would never, like, that are really important, you know, you know what I mean? Some of the Old Testament books that are just super important. And, but I know that, like that I can, you know, I can know God's word for sure by reading God's word, the Bible. And the more that I get to know that I'm familiar with the voice of my Father and the voice of the Holy Spirit and the voice of Jesus in the scriptures, then it just makes it, like, that much easier to perceive it in a subjective way.
Mm, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it's been really helpful.
Yeah, you know what his voice sounds like, mm-hmm. and then you can recognize it out in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time to share with us just so much from your journey with God and your experience in prayer and in scripture. I know it's been really helpful and encouraging for me, and I'm sure for others who are listening too. And so thank you all for listening in on this podcast, and check out the other conversations that we will have and be releasing as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you.